And here is the other part of, about the copyrights to Geoff from Juan de Vojnikov. So the question, what to do during patrolling? Or what to do when we are patrolling, better to say. So, as I indicated, first of all, we have to go for the copy view check because it can solve many problems also for the future. And it's important to check it before, not to distribute the text under the licenses, under the conditions which were not origin to that text or to that file. Then when we are doing that, it's usual to wikify the text or place there a template which is calling for the wikification and add the page to the category, especially the newcomers. They don't know how to wikify. The newcomers, they don't know how to add that appropriate page to the category and why to do so. So it's important to know why to do so and to do it, and you can, as every participant who is patrolling, can do that in one, let's say, edit during the patrolling, because you can have a look copy view, you'll say, okay, it's not a copy view, so then you wikify it, or if you don't have time, you place there such a template, and then you add it in the category. You can use a preview button to have a look if it's everything okay. And then important question or important point also when you save it is to the communication to the original author, because Wikiversity is more than any other projects of the Wikimedia Foundation based on the community. So it's important to support the support the authors, of course, not just placing him the welcome template, but saying him something good, saying him, cool, I read it, it was really interesting, or did you know that for this purpose you can try, let's say, the quiz extension, you can try the memorize extension, or, well, I have interestingly read your contributions. We are having here already something similar. You may contact with these people, maybe you can collaborate. Or you may place on his discussion page the mascots, Wikiversity mascots. That's why they were developed to from the beginning to show that there's not just a cold system, cold media wiki, but there is some warm community staying behind. So to show the newbie the friendly face, and of course, time by time to come to that newbie and support his work. If he needs something, offers him the support where he can find out. And those can be the issues of the media wiki, of the technological issues, let's call them. But those can be also the community issues, the policy issues. So it's important that every custodian knows a little bit more than other users about MediaWiki, about its dynamic content, about the extension work, about the policies of Wikiversity, about its history, of course, but to know the different members of the community, what they are doing, even they're doing something which is not his interest, but to know about them, to link people within the system. So that's important. That is usually what is not done on other project. On other project, they're just doing the copy view check, then wikifying the page or putting a template, and then adding a category and maybe placing an invitation, a welcome template to the newbie. But such a communication to the original author, it is especially important here on Wikiversity. The other question, what to do with images, because images, that's something different than the text, because texts are already things, but why to have so many images? Yesterday I've been looking to the statistics, there are more than 7,000 of files placed just on English, Wikiversity? Why not to offer other Wikiversities, German, Czech, French, Spanish, even Wikipedia, German, Quechua, Swahili, Arabic, English Wikipedia, also to use these images? So the usual practice is, if there is a loaded, the local upload, is that people then are moving these images to Wikimedia Commons. But it is a hard work. You have to download it to your computer, then you have to upload it to the Wikimedia Commons, and of course you have to attribute the original author, and so on, and so on, and so on. So it is, for example, that software which is called Commonist, I don't know if you know that, is useless for this work. So the best is if the original authors are directly uploading such images. But what to do with the image? Also checking it for the copy view, and then if it is missing some description, I would call the author to place there some description. So I think that's all to this issue. Also to place it, of course, in the category, but it is more like the issue of the Wikimedia Commons, not of the Wikiversity, because I think here on Wikiversities all files could be in one category. And, well, I would recommend all the newcomers, if I can see them uploading on a local wiki, if they can upload it to Wikimedia Commons. Because for the future, it share our work. It share the work and time which the patrolling people need to spend when they're patrolling. And imagine 7,000 files. It's a lot and a lot and a lot of work. So if these people who are interested in Wikiversity, they can directly upload it to the Wikimedia Commons, it would help a lot to Wikiversity. But as we were talking, probably only the fair use, which is not allowed on the Wikimedia Commons, will or can or should stay on the English Wikiversity. If we are talking about the files, it is important to know about something about the licenses. Let me give you my point of view to the licenses. And I'll be talking about two licenses and two something means there are not licenses. And two something is a fair use and is a public domain. Here, by the means of public domain, we mean what is understood like under the public domain in the Wikimedia Foundation projects. But in general, public domain is a term which is covering all the free licenses and all the free ways of using the people's works. But let's start with the original licenses. There are, let's say, two licenses which can be used for the works. It is GFDL and it is Creative Commons, probably attribution share alike 3.0, with different localizations for different countries. So I would say the best of, let's say, these four, how to call them, let's call them licenses, but just for us. So the best to offer the best work, to offer the best free work, is to use the Creative Commons license. Many people think that the best practice is to use the public domain, because public domain means that you offer the work for any purpose, and that you even don't need to be attributed as an author. But the problem is, as you also pointed, that not all the countries has the definition in their laws for the public domain. And public domain itself says you can freely use the work like how you like. You have probably just to attribute the author, and other conditions are set in the local jurisdiction. So this is the problem. For example, I may say I'm from the Czech Republic, so if I'm reusing a lot of the works which are public domain, I probably know the Czech laws for the public domain, and I am able to use them. Or if I don't know, of course I should study the law, understand the law, to be able to reuse these works which are released on the public domain. But imagine I can go to the Poland, stay there a time, publish their book, and I will use their public domain. And I should, in fact, for example, study the law about the public domains in Poland in the language I don't understand. So it is not useful. It is not useful. That's why we probably agreed that instead of public domain, is better to use, for example, Creative Commons Zero, which is something equal to public domain, but it doesn't push people to look in the local jurisdiction of about the public domain. So for me, the highest way how to release the files and texts and edits within the Wikimedia Foundation is to use the Creative Commons license, because this license says that you can freely redistribute the work, make a forks of the work, make a collections of the work, change the work if you will do it under the same license. And if you will attribute the original author or the authors. Here also some people are sometimes arguing that their own wikis should be run under the non-commercial license, because they are not able, for example, to understand why it's important to offer it also for the commercial sector. Or people who want that the derivative works will be also released under the copy under the same license. Here is a very easy answer, because don't know why these people are doing that, releasing their work under the Creative Commons but with not copyleft, which means it should have the same license. But the problem is, if you'll release such a work and someone will then reuse it, will redistribute it, make a collection or something, and he placed the copyright on that, and it is not anymore the free work. So that's we are having the licenses with the copyleft, that it's still under the same easy free conditions, and it's